Assembly members unanimously passed an ordinance that would allow borough land to be sold near the Hammer and Wecon grocery store on Haugen Drive. Hammer and Wecon Incorporated has told the borough the company is interested in purchasing the land. The borough already decided to turn the property into commercial. At the latest meeting, the borough agreed to put it up for public auction. The borough can still work out the details of the sale later on. The final reading of an ordinance adjusting the budget for fiscal year 2016 for known changes also gained support from Assembly. The ordinance includes a commitment of up to $200,000 from the borough's economic fund. Some of that money could be deposited in a bank to guarantee low-interest loans for downtown building owners to put in sprinkler systems. Also, if a building owner defaults on a loan, the borough's economic fund money would be used to repay that debt. Other changes approved in the budget are a new police patrol vehicle, maintenance for the electric department, repairing a water main at South Harbor, as well as funds to keep the blue bag recycling program going until the borough turns to carts, which it plans to do in mid-January. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said, although the new recycling truck is late being shipped, the borough is still on track to take over the program from Ruger's Trucking next month.
Right now, I'm not changing the implementation date of the CART program. I'm still shooting for January 18th.
Also at the meeting, the borough assembly unanimously supported a capital projects list for 2016. The list will be sent to the Alaska legislature to give them guidance as they go through the budget process this spring. The top of Petersburg's list is the renovation of the borough's municipal building, which includes the police station, jail, and administrative offices. The borough is asking the state for about $3 million to go along with about $6 to $7 million the borough expects to have for the project. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said the dollar amounts on the project's list are not exact. He says they are more of a placeholder.
The dollar amounts you see in these are somewhat flexible. They're estimates, particularly in areas like, you know, funding already secured and estimated project cost. In some places you'll see we have question marks where we don't have a cost. We'll kind of work through that as we enter this into CAPSIS.
CAPSIS is the Capital Project Submission and Information System, which is an electronic system that the legislature uses to keep track of projects. Also on the capital projects list were requests for $1.6 million for Petersburg School District's food service preparation and renovation, and about $4 million for the Scow Bay haul-out and washdown pad. Also at the meeting, the Assembly unanimously supported a resolution establishing budget policies for 2016-2017, but not without amending it to keep tobacco tax revenue going into the general fund. The borough administration had proposed that half of the tax pay for the medical center and for assisted living expenses annually. Assisted living is currently supported by property tax revenue, and borough manager Giesbrecht said it might make the budget process more transparent for the public.
Trying to figure out a way to show people, yeah, just because we tax cigarettes, we're not taxing it necessarily just to say, okay, we're going to throw it in the general fund, use it however you see fit. It was actually trying to designate, see, this is how some of that money gets used. You know, and we focused on the hospital and assisted living.
Assembly members Nancy Strand, Jay Stanton Greger, and Bob Lynn spoke against it, saying they didn't want the tobacco excise tax going to something specific.
I don't think that money should be earmarked for anything except the general fund or possibly an enterprise fund.
We don't know where we stand. We don't have any idea from the governor's standpoint right now what kind of funds we're getting. I think we need to maintain some flexibility at this point.
That was Strand and Lynn speaking. The Assembly amended the resolution to put the tobacco tax into the general fund. Then they supported keeping the rest of the budget policies the same. The next Borough Assembly meeting is scheduled for December 21st. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.